Yo.
What's up?
Oh, you know, man, living the dream, chilling, killing, and becoming a villain.
I'm just gelling.
See, no, I'm trying to become a villain because I want to, like, gain this giant bump of success and become really close to completing my plan and just have it fail upon me, just, like, crumble around me.
All right, well, you turned into Megatron.
It's like my fetish is failing.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Hey, man, I'm always trying, though. That's the key.
I'm too busy drinking the silver bullet, and in honor of a six shooter, I'm having six of them.
That's the worst joke you've ever made.
It's the only thing I can think of with six cans in my possession at the moment.
I'm drinking a nice cool cup of water.
Oh, the water. You gotta drink a lot of that to get you hallucinating.
That's called waterboarding yourself.
No, you can get like high as fuck apparently, but you have to drink copious amounts of water.
And then you probably die.
Yeah, you're teetering on the verge of death.
Poisoning yourself with water.
Yes, exactly. It's the noble way to go out. Drink as much holy water as thou can.
Yeah, but then you got those pedophile germs from the pedophile fingers dipping around in there.
You know, that gives it its flavor. Otherwise, it's bland and flavorless.
Gross.
Instead, you get young boy butthole.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
How do you think you hallucinate? Jesus.
Ugh. Maybe that's the what if we just saw, like, that's what we just found out, what, like, pedophiles, the reason they're always after kids is somehow they get super high.
I just figured it out.
I even felt gross saying that.
Quick, fetch me a youngin.
Well, that's like, have you heard about that dude who's, like, having, blood transfusions with, like, a young person? You ever heard about this?
Oh, where he felt better?
Yeah, like, there was some kind of, like, there's been, like, small studies that show, like, if you put, like, young rat, like, blood of young mice into older mice, they start becoming younger, and then, like, vice versa happens. If you put the old mouse blood into the younger mouse, they kind of become a little weaker. So that these people are going basically just off of that, and, like, there's one person who is, like, he's a billionaire in the tech industry who's, like, actually getting blood transfusions and like having young people blood put into him.
So effectively what we're learning is vampirism is going to be real because all of a sudden we'll have no youths because we're going to steal all their... Okay, is this just the next step from stem cell? Like, oh, I can't
maybe,
take them
I
as
know.
Their fetus, but you know, hey,
dude,
you're about 10 years old. All right, let's rock.
Have you seen the... there's also like the thing. Did you see... I think it was like a liver, but this like they grew a lady's liver from just like they used stem cells in like some of her like skin cells or something like that for DNA and grew a whole new liver for her.
Holy shit. Did it work?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure from what I remember hearing about it.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Drink your livers into a stupor. You can get new ones thanks to stem cell research.
God, yeah, and just you're all gonna be made of fish lab parts.
Sweet, we're one step closer to becoming cyborgs.
When am I gonna get gills, for Christ's sake?
Well, I just want to be a cyborg. I just want to be really good, and then you get sword skills with the cyborgs. Or at least that's what TV's taught me.
Yeah, you might automatically become a great fencer.
Yeah, you just become like Raiden off Metal Gear. It's that's what happens.
And then I can carry around a giant Sethiroth sword. I can finally wield it, actually, and like one-handed.
Yeah, and I can cut buildings in half. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Fear me.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of fear, I think Trump made the Pope fearful. Did you not see the photo?
Oh, like when he's talking to him?
No, it's just like a photo op, and you have Trump standing there with his family, and then the Pope sitting there. Now, everybody in this photo looks as though, and the rest of Trump's family is dressed as though, they are at a fucking funeral, looking mortified and very downtrodden and sad at the passing of somebody close by, while Trump is just beaming with a big old smile, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It looks like two Sith Lords are about to take over the world.
Speaking of Sith Lords, have you seen that the photo of, like, him and, like, I think it's, like, a Saudi Arabian prince or something at the UN, and he has one of the leaders from Israel there, and they're, like, putting their hands on this fucking, like, orb. It's, like, glowing orb. It looks like it's out of fucking James Bond, dude. I'm not even joking.
Here, Mr. Trump, come this way, please, please. It won't cause anything bad, but please, put your hand on Sauron's eye. Thank you.
Dude, it looks creepy as shit. It looks like there's some seance-y shit's going on. It's a weird photo, dude.
All right.
It's at the UN, too. That's fucking creepy.
Yeah, and then I saw did you see where he, like, bulldozed the prime minister? Like, they're all sitting in this weird walkway. And I shit you not, I couldn't write this better if I were writing a comedy of what happened. Because they're all walking, all these, like, prime ministers and whatnot, in this little hallway, and they stop to talk to somebody. And Trump, I shit you not, bulldozes this dude, not much unlike Kramer would in Seinfeld, and, like, comes out of the other side and then fucking straightens his jacket, like, yeah, I gotta be in the center of everything.
Well, he does.
I was just, like, sitting there going, what the fuck? This cartoon character's leaving our country. Oh.
Dude, I was watching an old Joe Rogan stand-up from, like, 2012 or something like that. It's an older one. No, 2008 is when this stand-up was.
All right,
and he was talking about, like, he was talking about Bush in the stand-up, but he's talking about how they use Bush to test how dumb the American public were at the time. Like, well, he was like, oh, we're just trying to see how dumb you guys are. Well, like, do they actually get behind this guy? And he's like, and you know there's one dude who's pitching this idea in the back room going, I think we can go dumber. And I was just like, oh, my God. He's talking about Trump from 2008.
Oh, God. But let's be fair. I got to take the low-hanging fruit. If you put Bush in front of any guy, they'll be dumber. I know, bad joke, but still, low-hanging fruit. You just got to take all avenues.
Wait, that the other people will be dumber than Bush?
No, I'm just saying, if you put Bush in front of any guy, take it in a literal sense.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Low-hanging fruit, yes. But no, that's crazy that he predicted that, I mean, back then, that we'd get a cartoon character.
It's not like a
character.
Prediction, but it just was like, the whole bit, I was just going, oh my God, like, this is so crazy.
Hellscape you described became real.
Right, exactly.
And then I was laughing because, and this is one of the few times I actually, like, looked at something on the news, because I was fucking around on the Pluto app, which everybody needs to go read Wade's review of the Pluto app on the PS4 and on your phone on puttinggame.com.
Were you watching, like, is there, like, a news thing on
Pluto? Is it CNNBC? Like, there's something on there that's newsy.
Oh, I didn't know that. I always watch Mystery Science Theater. That's, like, literally almost everything
I
watch on
that. I was flicking through, like, all those channels. It's like, okay, what's next?
There's a lot of great stuff. I get stuck.
Yeah, and no, understandably so. That's pretty much my go-to channel. Outside of now, Netflix has them all, so I can just kind of, wee, no commercials.
Yeah, but I like to watch, the reason I like watching on Pluto is because, like, I don't have to think about it or choose which one I want to watch or
it's
whatever.
It's just there.
Let it do it, saying, like, I don't have to think. The TV just is programmed for me.
Hey, man.
I don't have to select anything. I don't have to search through the 87% good or the 40% good. It's too much work.
I just don't fucking know. Do I want the new or the old? So, I go through there and I'm watching all this shit, and it's just, okay, you get the staunchy dipshit on there. North Korea launches rocket. And you're just like, who gives a fuck? They launch like 30 of them. They don't even make the fucking ocean, those dipshits. They don't. What the fuck are people worrying about? All you hear is everybody going, no. It's like, oh, you realize the rest of the country has dislike for that. We could just end, like, their existence. But like, we could turn, it'd be like North Korea and then a cliff to the ocean because we could wipe that fucking thing out.
Oh yeah, dude. I listened to a very interesting podcast the other week where they had a guest on that was talking about, like, he spent like a year or two in North Korea.
Oh, Dennis Rodman?
Book about his experience. And it was fucking, like, him talking about it. It's crazy, dude. Like, the, just how well, this is going to sound backwards, but it's crazy how well they have people brainwashed. It's like a backhanded compliment, kind of.
Well, no, I mean, it's entirely true, though. It's like, how the fuck are you able to do this without a revolt?
Dude, it's crazy. Like, those people don't know any better and shit like that.
And hasn't that dude, like, murdered, like, at least 50% of his family.
Oh, like, yeah. He's murdered a lot of people. I didn't know this. Did you know his, like, okay, so his dad, Kim Jong-il, right?
Yeah, Il-Raga, I don't know, fuck, whatever. I know.
I think he's killed Jong-il, who was the leader before. Anyway, the guy who is leading now, his dad apparently had, like, a whole nother family. Like, that stepbrother that got killed in, like, in the airport, remember that story? How, like, his stepbrother got killed?
Yeah, the dude with, like, he got a fucking swab over the mouth and just, like, ah, I've been poisoned and died.
Yeah, well, turns out, like, that's his stepbrother. Because his dad had secretly married another woman. And then when, like, his grandfather was like, oh, I found a wife for you, he hid that wife and child away. And then, like, so... The reason they think he had him killed is because, according to, like, the dictator doctrine or whatever they call it over there, the grandfather put in place that only their family can lead. So he killed off his, like, brother who potentially could be a leader or could, like, lead a resistance,
so,
and say, hey,
okay,
I want to be the leader now.
That whole country. It's one of two things, and it is the embodiment of us gamers, literally. Because you know how every time you play a game, you're like, yo, what? And you get the options where you could do like a light or dark path. So you go through your first playthrough and you're like, you're good. I'm going to do my moral compass, and it ends up being like the good side. And then you go through again, and you're like, yo, you know what? Fuck everybody. I'm going to do this dastardly bastard and run through.
I'm gonna be a sociopath.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just gonna murder everybody, just completely whimsical in my way of doing this, just execute everybody I can. So it's like this, either A, it's like a Twitch let's play of a game like, I don't know, Tropico, where you have a dictatorship and you're just like, okay, well, let's just fucking murder the insurrectionist. And oh no, there's a telebroadcast. It doesn't put me in a good light. Let's execute everybody there too. Like, it's just a mass decision making that's gone chaotic. I mean, that.
By the way, pro tip for anybody: if you have a friend who automatically does the heinous shit when he gets a choose your own adventure game like that, you should probably stop hanging out with that dude.
Yep. Yeah. Really, especially if they're doing it with deadpan. Like, that's no, I'm playing it the way I feel. Like, you're like, oh shit.
My insides feel.
Hey man, you want a Snickers? Get on that man's good side real fast. He's gonna kill
that's
everyone.
That's crazy. Speaking of, like, you know, missiles and bombs, I was gonna ask you something. Do you see they're gonna try to Tom Cruise confirmed they're making a Top Gun 2?
Fuck yeah, dude, and I'm pumped. But there's no goose.
I'm not pumped. They bring because it's not gonna be gay enough.
No, oh, dude, they could make it the gayest. They totally could. That they got to resurrect.
No, but Tom Cruise is so sensitive about that. There's no way he's going to let it be gay now.
No, they got to have a shirt.
That first film is really, really gay.
Oh, yeah, they got to have the shirtless fucking volleyball match.
If there's no shirtless volleyball match, it's not Top Gun 2.
Yeah, and they need, like, okay, his co-pilot needs to serenade him on the piano, even though his wife's... His wife was there, but he was looking at Tom Cruise.
I won't see this movie in theaters, but if I did and I go and I was seeing it and there was no volleyball scene, I would walk out and demand a fucking refund. Sir, you sat through the whole movie. I said, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I got robbed.
No, it's like I came out of this and I still feel
We can't give you your money back. Dude, call the Church of Scientology, have them refund my fucking ticket. This is bullshit.
I want my money. This was way too heterosexual. No. This, it needs to be metro at worst.
Listen, man, I don't get a lot of gay pleasures in my life, okay? It's looked down upon if me, myself, looks at the huff. So, this filtered in with jet planes and fucking cool motorcycles and guys singing
"Take My
Balls of Fire."
Yeah,
I'm
and that,
totally, I can justify it.
Because if you think about it, like, yo, I'm gonna ride up on a motorcycle. Yo, what's gonna play a gnarly metal song? Nah, we're gonna play "Take My Breath Away." Wait, what? It's just like, like that whole shit. It'd be like Sons of Anarchy theme being "Take My Breath Away." He's just like, rum, 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 biker gang, take my breath away.
Or it's playing, baby, I'm amazed by you.
Oh, God. Fucking,
who is that?
Is that Lone Star?
What?
Is that Lone Star?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't know why in my head it was Seal.
No, that's Kissed by a Rose, and that just emanates sexy time. Anytime you play that, I mean, that's the mood.
What was the Seal song? Didn't he do one for, like, maybe that is Kissed by a Rose, where it's like
Batman?
Yes,
that's Kissed by a Rose.
Okay, that is, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's off the Batman soundtrack. That's how I heard
song to me, like, anytime I hear that, I go straight back to the 90s. That's where my brain goes. It's like,
did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive and alive?
It's just a fucking tube, a time portal tube to the 90s for my brain when I hear that song come on, I hear that melody.
Yeah, I mean, that's accurate.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's, I don't know why that song in particular is just like, and it's like, oh God, I'm back in 1997.
Oh, fuck, dude. No, the one that always takes me back, and I jam to it in my car. Montel Jordan, "This Is How We Do It."
That's just how we do
it. Oh, fuck yeah, I don't care. That was the same song. I got this guy looking over at me shaking as I was like just sitting there bobbing my head, jamming to that fucking song, windows down. Not a fucking care in the world.
Nice. That is a good song.
That is. I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. But yeah. Oh, that aside, what you been up to, man?
Well, this weekend I went to a wedding. Shout out to Bob and Nicole and happy, what do you call that? Newlyweds, I guess. I don't know how to.
Oh, yeah, the newlywed game.
Congrats on the wedding, dude.
Yeah, the newlywed game. Yeah, you asked them a couple questions.
It was super funny. I found out Bob is actually a big listener to our podcast, so that's why one reason why I wanted to shout him out. He actually mentioned it to me at the wedding.
Oh
when
no!
I was leaving, he goes, he's like, like, you know, he'd been drinking pretty heavily. I didn't drink much because I had to drive back all the way from Ames to Des Moines. He goes, "All right, man." Like, he's like, "Thanks for coming." And he's like, "Oh, by the way, keep doing your thing on the fastest growing podcast." And just
See, I told you it's the fastest growing podcast on the internet. We even have people.
I just thought that was hilarious, though, that he even like brought that up, because like I knew he had listened to at least one of the podcasts, but I didn't like. I thought he was just like, at that point we hadn't been saying that, so I know he's obviously listened to more than one episode. So,
yeah.
Shout out to Bob, keeping it real, hanging out in Arizona.
Did he remember the night?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. So,
okay.
I left pretty early. I left around like 9:30 or so.
Gotcha. So, I was just given his nickname, I was like, oh, he may or may not remember the night.
Good old B.O.B., Black Al Bob.
So.
But,
was the festivities good?
Yeah, they were good. It was at like this winery that's up in Ames. It was a really cool venue. I'd never heard of it, so it was a nice little place, and everybody was having fun. Everybody was doing their thing. It was a good time.
I was surprised it was on a Sunday.
Well, I think they did it because of Memorial Day weekend, and like they live in Arizona, so I think it made it easier to like have it during the Memorial Day weekend because of everybody being probably in
travel.
Town for like family stuff anyway.
See, that makes more sense now. I didn't realize they moved way out to the desert.
Yeah, they live in Scottsdale.
Oh, those rich pricks.
Yeah.
I just know the Scottsdale Mall, that's it.
Yeah, I know it's so they live out there now, so they like it down there, which I'm kind of jealous. I'm sure it's really nice. Bob sends me snaps of him by the pool in fucking December. Yeah. Asshole.
Oh, wow, what a dick.
Right? other than that, I checked out a couple movies this week. I guess before getting into those, the only thing is I've played game-wise. I've played more and more Tiger Woods. Started a new season.
Oh, yeah?
I actually had the game finally tell me. It's like, hey, you know this is a little too easy for you.
Oh, the game finally told you that, and then it goes, hey, did you know I got arrested for a fucking DUI?
I'm playing on pro. I don't remember what the – I need to figure out how to change that. I thought that was the highest setting.
How did you just talk over that? Tiger Woods just got arrested for a fucking DUI.
Oh, I know. I saw that today. I thought that was hilarious.
I was laughing so hard. It's like, yo, your career went down with your ex-wife clubbing at your car, and now you're just, like, literally spiraling down. Like,
Why is he driving home drunk anyway? He could pay, like, 7 people to drive 8 different cars.
How is he not taking an Uber Lux? Like, I would assume an Uber Lux? Yeah, if you're in a major city, you can order an Uber Lux. It's, like, $200 minimum. But the fancy cars will come pick you up. Like, I was looking out at, like, the Uber Lux deals. You have to be in a major city, but you could get things, like, if people are driving it out there for it, you can get from, like, a Maybach on down, people come pick you up. They have to have, like, a sports car or whatever, but it's $200 minimum.
Damn. Never heard of that.
I would do that.
But why isn't he doing that?
No, I don't know. It's fucking stupid. But his games are awesome.
Dude, yeah. You know what bothers me about the Masters Edition? Like, you know, I have the 2012 one. It's the Masters Edition. You know what bothers me the most about it? Is when you win the green jacket, they didn't even bother to put in an animation, like, of all the, you know, of you putting on the green jacket.
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why didn't they do that?
No, they don't give you any – they don't give an animation of you receiving any – trophies, like you don't get the Claret Jug or anything.
The other tournaments, but why not the green jacket? The whole game is centered around the Masters. Wouldn't you want to show like them putting your character putting on the green jacket? That's the whole fucking point.
Yeah, but I agree. Or at least have like a little fucking scroll thing that goes across that shows your name on that fucking that weird house that they give people.
Oh, yeah, the actual, like, physical trophy.
Yeah, that fucking weird trophy. They're like, yeah, we put your name on the bottom of the house. You need to give this back.
Well, no, they give everybody a replica who wins one, and then they put their name on, like, there's the one they have in the clubhouse is fucking gigantic.
I was going to say, yeah, they keep – that's because
they don't actually take that one. They have, like, a one – they have, like, a small replica that everyone
That's because gets. They get a replica of the top of it, but at the bottom, like, that thing's bigger than the Stanley Cup at this point because at the base of it, they keep making it bigger and bigger because that thing goes on for – well, infinity, unless somebody decides to come out and North Korea finds a correct missile code to take out the fucking Augusta National course.
It's too far away. They'd never get it that far inland.
No, they got to chain a bunch of them together. Be like an erector set. So be like, yo, fuck that course.
But, what was I going to say? The Stanley Cup is interesting. You know, everybody who's involved in the organization of the team that wins gets their name put on it. So, like, you could be, like, an front office person and your name's on it.
Oh, so it's kind of – okay, so the Stanley Cup's kind of like how the MLB does their rings when they win. Like,
yeah.
People in fucking sales are getting a fucking championship ring.
Do they give people in sales a championship ring?
Yes.
Crazy.
They don't get,
the
like
– staff rings?
Yeah, they're completely different. Like, the players get the fucking – the ones that are worth the money – staff still, they're probably still worth money, but not near as much.
Well, they are. Like, you see them on, like, if you ever watch Pawn Stars, people bring in the staff rings all the time and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because they're still worth money, and they're the exact same ring, but just because since they're not a player, there's not the value's not there. So.
Yeah, I would fucking hawk mine right away.
The participation trophy of major sports.
Yo, you were part of the team. It's like, fuck you. I sold tickets for section 112.
Get back in the office. Sell shit.
Yo, we got an upcoming promotional. Sell those fucking bobblehead tickets.
I think that's where participation trophies started.
Oh, fucking.
And then they just trickled their way down to the little league system.
Oh, fuck. I already told my daughter, because she got a fucking medal for participating. I'm like, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but your team was horrible and you don't deserve that. Does that make me a bad parent?
Did you actually say that?
Yes.
Good. So, you no, it's not. It doesn't make you bad. She should understand that, like, the whole point is to actually the point of the game is to win. And by just giving kids that stuff, that you completely devalue the effort to put in to actually be the best.
Oh yeah, no, it's
not strive to be better. Like if I got beat, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna work harder so I don't get beat next time. Like you give them a medal, and it sent. When you do that shit, man, that's like it sends a signal in your brain. It releases a reward system into your brain.
Yeah, no.
Even when you give a kid when they didn't shouldn't have earned it.
No. So, okay, here's what was going on too, is because of that, and I go, okay. She was trying to tell me, and goes, okay, Daddy, look, they're having these deals, and it's competition, but it doesn't matter if you win or lose. And I looked at her, and I go, sweetheart, it does matter. If you win, that means you're better than everybody else. And if you lose, that means you got something to practice for. But if you win, don't rub it in everybody else's faces. Just take pride in knowing that you're better than the other teams.
Right. Like, no, that's perfectly acceptable. Like, don't gloat about it, but you want to win. Don't it does matter if you win or lose.
Yeah, it's like no, you should want to be better.
If you want a job, if you want a job and you're going into a job interview, you want to win the job over the other candidates.
Oh, for sure.
That's how real life works.
Yeah, I don't want this participation. Like, oh, hey, I competed. I deserve something. Like, fuck no. No, you shouldn't tell people, but you secretly want to fucking destroy them if they're going against you. You just don't let them know. Like, it could be your best friend. Be like, no, I'm going to put you under my fucking boot. And then when I'm done, I'm going to be like, hey, you tried your best. But in my back of my mind, I'm going, I fucking win. I'm the best. Like,
yep, exactly.
That should be your mind frame all the time.
Yeah, and with Grace, or with her, you gotta make sure that like she doesn't have any brothers and sisters, so like the competitive factor is with classmates in sporting events she actually participates in.
Oh,
so
sure.
It's you know, like that's where she gets it. It's not like where we knew what competition was right away as when we were kids, because we were competing with each other.
Yep. Oh, for sure. And like, it was crazy because it was me and you against sports because Jake just fucking owned us in the intelligence category.
Well, it was everything with us, like board games or video games.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was, I want to be better than you guys.
No, understandably. But I'm just saying, when it came to intelligence, it was quickly evident that Jake was just like on another plane, and here we are sitting there going, duh. Yo, let's play a
When's
game about...
When's spell check coming out? Yo, I really need that.
Yo, hey, you want to play a board game about sports? Like, oh, fucking A. Do a Nat Geo, and he's sitting there going, yo, you want to know the interesting thing about the fucking warble blah, blah, blah? He just rattles shit off, and I'm going, holy shit, that's interesting. I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, but that's also... what was it? Like, speaking of, like, I guess athletics and stuff, I guess one of the things I did this week is I've been trying a new workout. Been trying these kettlebell workouts.
Oh, fuck, dude. I've seen people do those. It's fucking crazy. You look like you're doing a fucking shot put. Dude,
what I was doing, it's not like a lot of like the swinging. What I was doing was more controlled motions. So, I went to a website called On It. And they had some beginner workout things on there.
All right.
Yeah. And so I went there and like found some like beginner style kettlebell workouts. So like I did like goblet squats, where you're just like holding the kettlebell with both hands and doing squats. Basically, it was a lot of leg workout. I did do some like, you know, front rows and like push-ups or like one-arm presses. That's what I wanted to say. And stuff like that. But dude, like my legs hurt so fucking bad. Like I don't do like actual squats anymore. Anytime I do, I just normally do like leg presses and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. So, hey, I got a question for you because
yeah.
The only kettlebells I see are at work and they're fucking going up to like only 35 pounds. So what do you have
okay.
at your place?
I was I think the one at Planet Fitness where I go only has a 30-pound one. And I do this exercise with a 20-pound one right now, the cycle I've been doing, and that's more than enough.
Yeah, because
like, it wears you the fuck out. Because what I'm doing is 12 different exercises, and you do them all, and then you rest for like 1 to 2 minutes, and then do it again. You do it three times, a circuit of three.
The kettlebell, the one workout I remember is where you like dip down, kind of like a squat, but when you stand up, you bring your arms out almost to like Christ-like pose.
Oh yeah, I know.
And then you fucking go
when
back
you go
down.
You lift up,
and then you're just like, by the end of that, I don't care what weight you think you if I can curl. A lot of fucking I shouldn't say a lot. There's people out there that are fucking jacked and do a shit ton more than me. I can do 150 no problem. Just sit there and do curls, no problem, on like a bar.
I was gonna say, I was like, you mean a fucking 100-pound dumbbell?
No, fuck that, dude. No, I was using 30 pounds trying to do that, and I don't even know what the fuck muscle that hurt, but it was like the bone in my shoulder hurt. Not the muscle.
Oh yeah,
my
dude.
Bone.
The worst, like that's the worst thing you could do. I think everything personally, but it also depends on what you're trying to go for. I'm going for trying to just make sure maintain, maybe have a little definition, but I'm not trying to get bigger. So I always like go way lighter than I could probably go heavier for sure, but I go way lighter and focus on technique and form.
I was doing that for like follow through for my backswing and just get that piece going, so when I do that, yeah, for when I'm golfing, have that extra strength.
See, I've been trying to work on flexibility. That's why I've lowered the amount of weight I do, because I feel like I got really stiff for a while, and I'm making sure I stretch really good almost every day. Even if I don't go work out, I stretch before I go to bed and stuff, just working on flexibility for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I probably should start stretching. I've never stretched in a day in my life.
Dude, I'm
go.
Telling you, like, it sounds like, you know, I hated stretching too, but I've come to realize, dude, after you do your workout, just stretching makes you feel so much better the next day. You're not as stiff. You're not, like, groggy. You feel way better.
Okay. Maybe that's something I need to start trying.
Dude, just stretching your leg, like you don't even need to do like your upper body. Like a lot of times I just make sure I stretch my legs out really good because you're using them constantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Another thing I did this week, speaking of, hard lifting labor, I cut down a bunch of trees in a ditch with a chainsaw. Burned them.
What? Like, what? I'm just picturing you running around like.
I was helping Dad clear out his ditch outside of his house because there were like a bunch of trees growing in it. So we fucking took a chainsaw, cut down the trees that were in there, and then we were burning shit.
We're like full-grown trees.
Some of them, there were some big ones in there, but like a lot of them were like little new ones coming up, but they were trees like that. You couldn't just rip them out of the ground because their roots were deep enough at that point.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we just had to get rid of them because there's like this little creek that flows through there and stuff. So they're blocking up that shit. And so we took that and then we burned a bunch of them.
I was going to say, just pour gas in the fucking ditch and burn the ditch.
Well, yeah, that's what he's going to do at some point, is burn the ditch down. But like those trees you can't like really do that. Like if you can have a controlled burn, if like all of a sudden the flames just go up those trees, you know what I mean? Because there were some decently sized trees, dude. Like, they were, like, taller than me.
You know, sometimes you need to see which way the wind blows, and that includes a fire.
Yeah, it was, so that was fun, though. Like, why is burning shit so much fun, by the way? God damn, it's fun.
It's because everybody's like, no, 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 fire bad, and it's just, it's that same thing as always, like, telling a kid, no, don't, that's not good, don't try that. The fact that And I think it goes the same for me and you. Jake always listens, but me and you are always like, well, why not? What happens if I do that?
Right, exactly. Other than that, I did watch a couple really good movies this week. Me and my friends on Friday night decided to play a drinking game to the lovely movie known as Judge Dredd.
Oh, fuck, man. I missed out. I love that movie, and I'd love to hear how you played it.
Well, it's basically anytime somebody says the law.
Wait. Time out. The original or the new one?
The original. Oh. This is what we watched.
So the good one.
Well, I haven't seen the new one, but my friends told me the new one's fucking badass, too.
It's all right, but it's not as good as Stallone. Like, Stallone right. is, but, well, Stallone.
But, like, you drink every time they say the law. You drink every time someone says judge.
Oh, fuck, that's half the movie.
What?
That's fucking half the movie.
Right? Dude, you drink a lot. I went through, like, 4 beers. And then you drink every time there's an explosion, and any time Judge uses a weapon or, like, a gadget.
Okay, so you drank the entire movie.
Well, just Judge Dredd, not just all the judges.
Well, I know, so but I'm just saying.
Dude, I didn't realize how long it takes for that movie to actually, like, kick in and for shit to start happening. It took, like, 45... The movie's, like, an hour and a half, and it's like it took like an hour to get to the part where like they finally, like, after they crashed the ship after he was arrested, and then he goes back to the set. Like, it took almost an hour to get to the point where he was gonna go back and fuck up the main villain.
Yeah, it's a slow burn. It definitely is.
But yeah, that was fun though, and that's a great movie. I love Judge Dredd. It was awesome to watch again. The other movie I watched that I have never seen, I remember hearing about it when it came out, was I watched School for Scoundrels.
Haven't seen movie? It. Nope, never seen it.
This was it's a Billy Bob Thornton movie, and it was also starring John Hader? The guy who played Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that dude. Okay.
Yeah, it's him. Basically, it's like he's a loser. He's a meter maid for the city of New York. And of all people, David Cross gives him a card to this guy who turns out to be Billy Bob Thornton, who's a teacher who tries to, like, get guys who are, like, pretty pathetic and get their life together, you know, and go after what they want kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they start butting heads because that professor tries going after his girl that he's going after, so it becomes a competition.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I was like, wow, I can't believe this took this long for me to watch it. It was a good movie.
Spoilers, it was all a test by Billy Bob Thornton.
Kind of and not really.
Well, that's how he plays it off.
Well, that's what he says, and then some other shit happens. It's a fucking, like, it's really funny. I actually really enjoyed that movie. What was it? I guess John Heater 2 was in Des Moines during the last Comic-Con, I guess. And, like, my buddies work at Flicks Brewhouse, and they were saying he was there. Or whatever.
Oh, nice!
And I was like, what is that dude doing these days? He's just got to be sitting on Napoleon Dynamite money still.
Oh, probably. And hey,
I don't know how much money that film brought in, or how much he got from it, but...
He had to get a decent amount because that movie didn't cost jack shit to create.
Well,
there's no
I think
fucking
it was
way.
An indie film, right? So, and that was like his first role. So I almost imagine he probably didn't get anything, if much, from that role. You know what I mean?
Oh,
unless
dude,
he signed some kind of pre-contract thing.
For like royalties, I guarantee you he gets
but,
at least
but
like.
You think he had the foresight, being like a new guy, like a new actor coming up, to like go, oh, I know I'm going to get royalties for this for sure.
Well, and this is what I'm saying though. Even if he got like 10% of that, just 10% lowballed for the main person, he's still sitting fucking phenomenally well.
Yeah, I'd like to know what his contract was for that movie. But he's also, like, he was in that Will Ferrell movie, Blades of Glory, which I sure did pretty well for its time, even though it's not a good movie.
I enjoyed that, because it was so stupid. It was so dumb.
I thought Blades of Glory was terrible.
It was so dumb, I enjoyed it. It's just like, that there, hey, that satisfies what you want from Top Gun right there. That whole movie.
It's the perfect amount of gay and metrosexual.
It's not the perfect. It's over the top.
Throw me some chicken wings. But yeah, those were the only two movies I really watched, and it's pretty good stuff. I enjoyed them.
All right.
What have you been up to this past week?
So I've been enjoying the Humble Bundle. They basically had their fucking weird Steam sale. So I got a bunch of shit off there. So I ended up getting the Castlevania Lords of Shadow, the first one, and the second.
Nice.
I've been playing the fuck out of the first one, beat it. That fucking game is amazing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If you love Castlevania and you know the lore, it provides it in spades in terms of, like, you get the little books, or scrolls, I should say, that you can read, and you get, it kind of bleeds into how the story prevails and how it all goes. And the way you like to play games, Wade, I'd honestly say if you ever saw this for cheap, I'd buy it. It's on, both of these are on PS3.
Oh, okay.
If you don't want to buy them for fucking PC on sale, you could probably buy them dirt cheap on the PS3.
Yeah, I'll probably find them on Amazon.
I started playing the second one, and I'm going to write a review on this. But I'll give you everybody a preview. Second one fucking can suck my left nut in comparison to the first. I love the first one. The second one, it's like, oh, hey, yo, you played the first one. You liked all that shit? Well, guess what? Yeah, it's an action game, but now all of a sudden you got to do stealth. And you got to hide from people. And I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to play any part of this.
If I wanted to play a shitty crawl-around spy-like game, I'd play Splinter Cell and hate my fucking life.
Exactly. It's just fucking garbage. So I was playing that, and I fucking ended up... And I was playing that today, and I got to another part. And every time I hit those fucking weird stealth parts, I go to the internet. I'm like, how the fuck do I get past this? I just want to do it as quickly as possible. So I was doing that. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I jumped off to fucking, Hitman. Just to go fucking murder some people. Fucking weird shit. But, yeah, I've talked enough about Hitman, so I won't spend much time on that. But, let's see. I fucking went out and golfed a... What is that? I keep saying the fucking course wrong. It's actually Tregaron. I keep calling it Tregarion. Because Lord of the Rings. I've been telling everybody I'm golfing at Targaryen.
No, I think that's more of like a Game of Thrones thing with you're getting Targaryen and Targaryen.
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm telling everybody, fucking, I'm going to go bathe in fire and blood.
There you go.
And this is like, what's up? Get on my level. Fucking playing that course. We went and played that fucking course is awesome. Have you ever played there?
No, I don't even know where it's at.
So it's it's just out in BFE. Next time you come here, I say we'll go play it. They don't have a fucking driving range. Front nine kind of. It's like two different courses. The guy was explaining to me that I was playing with. I play with a couple of work buddies, and we go through there, and it makes it so much better having some people that are like willing to go. Yeah, we're playing. But then I brought some Cuban cigars. Let's have some fun.
Oh, nice. So you had a Cuban?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple Cubans. One on the front, one on the back.
A couple?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we had our Cuban cigars playing this course. And then the back nine, I did far better. Ended up shooting a 76, which is 4 over par. Thanks to them allowing me to have, they were doing mulligan holes. I would have shot, at least an 83. I was keeping track. But thanks to the mulligans, I shot a 76.
Nice.
It all comes out in the wash because I don't care. I got a Cuban for free.
Got a Cuban.
I got the Cuban. So I did that.
Not Quello. Be back in the morning. Ain't that right, Frank?
And so I did all that shit, and then it was a lot of fun. But the other thing is
in terms of movies like you were talking about,
I finally, keyword being finally, because I've watched this like halfway all the time, finished Inglourious Basterds.
You've never seen the ending of Inglourious
Basterds?
No! The ending's like the best fucking part.
I've never seen the ending. Like the final act, I always quit like halfway. I'm like, ah, shit, someone's called to drink. It's like something comes up every motherfucking time.
I fucking love the end of that movie. The part where, like, the dude just, the bear Jew is just shooting Hitler.
You just
like,
see Hitler's face going to fucking shit.
It's so fucking funny.
And then, like, there's all that shit, and you're just like, all right, Brad Pitt's fucking character to be like, yo, you're free. Oh, wait, I gotta carve a fucking Nazi symbol in your face. And that's how it ends.
Yeah, that's the best part.
It's like, oh.
You're gonna go off to the States. Sell off all your secrets and get a little house and see, but I can't have that.
Just
I like when he's like, I like, and then he's like, I'll have your ass for trees, and he's like, well, he's like, nah, more like get my ass chewed. Have my ass chewed before.
Yeah, exactly. He's just like, oh, well, I reason for that guy's that he just shoots the other dude and just like,
brother,
they didn't want him.
Killing Nazis, and business is good.
I just love. At the end, he shoots a dude, and he's like, scalp him. Just, all right. I need everybody to give me 100 Nazi scalps.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
He's so fucking weird. Brad Pitt did a great job in that movie.
Oh, yeah. And I love how...
He's playing a caricature is what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. In typical Tarantino fashion. That shit's all over the board.
I always forget that movie's a fucking Tarantino film. I really do.
Really?
I always forget, but I love that movie, but I always forget it's him. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, that is his movie.
Oh, yeah, it's classic Tarantino, too, because it's jumping all over the place.
Yeah, I like that film a lot. I can't believe you haven't seen the ending. That's
no,
literally the best part of the
I
movie.
Know. I always got distracted because I get people going, yo, come out to the bar. And speaking of that. So one of my friends decides to go, you know, I need a part-time job because working a full-time fucking job ain't cutting the bills. So what does she do? She goes, yo, I need to be a fucking shot waitress. I didn't know a shot waitress was a fucking thing.
Yeah, dude, it's all those girls who walk around with the tubes of shots and, like, of all the fruity drinks that really don't have any alcohol in them. They're like, hey, you want to buy these shots for, like, $7?
I didn't realize that was a fucking job, though. I thought that was just a fucking bar people walking around going, like, yo, you ordered a shit ton of shots, a la Jared fucking ordering a shit ton of shots. So, like, it blows my fucking mind. Then all of a sudden I turn around and go, yo, I'm supposed to go visit this person? Because they got a fucking shit ton shots. Yo, you gonna give me free shots? No. Okay, sure, I won't show up. Okay, maybe one. Okay, I might show up.
There you go.
It was as quick as that. Like, you either give me something free or I'm not fucking coming. I don't give a shit if I know you or not. I mean, isn't that the bare minimum? Like, hey, you want to entice one of your friends? Give me something free and I'll show up and make you look good like you're attracting people to this bar. Otherwise, I don't give a fuck. Why would I show up and just sit there?
I just don't like going to bars just because I don't feel like spending a bunch of money on drinks that I can get way cheaper. I don't feel that like paying $3 for $1.50 beer.
Fuck $1.50, it ain't even that much. Like, the whole
like
fucking thing.
No, it's more
joke.
Like 50 cents if you do what I do, which is buy two cases of High Life and get one half off, so there's
Jesus
$30
for 60.
Jesus fucking
Christ, dude. You're just buying this shit.
50 cents a beer.
Just buy
Mama
the
didn't raise
cheap.
No fool.
Oh, fuck. So, I switched over and started fucking watching that. And then. Oh, fucking A. I started watching Joe Rogan's Triggered.
That's a fucking great stand-up.
It's so good. It's fucking good. But then, to watch Triggered, I decided to try out this that Pulse headset I still had that I was telling you about that's fucking awesome. So I hooked it up to my fucking PS4. I'm like, all right, I turned it on. It fucking works, no problem. And I plugged in that dongle to my computer, and it fucking works, no problem. It's just full surround sound in my fucking ears. Like a boss. It's fucking awesome. And then I realize, I'm like, why the fuck do I care about anything? And I turn on my surround sound. Like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't need to wear this fucking headset. I got a surround sound. I'm wearing this headset that's like, yo, I can alter the bass. I can turn this shit up. Put some thump in my trunk. What the fuck am I doing? I got a subwoofer down there. I got a fucking sound bar. I got all this shit I need. What the fuck am I doing? So I immediately turn that shit off.
Way too overzealous is what you're doing.
Just fucking weird audiophile bullshit. Just like, sound. Oh! Just fucking jerking off in the ether. So that shit's going down. So I'm just watching all this bullshit. Fucking listening to this. I'm like, yo, but the only difference is with that fucking headset is you can hear the most minute of fucking details. So you're listening to people and you can hear their fucking footsteps as they're walking because the audio is so crisp. You're like, damn.
Oh, yeah, that's the nice part. I've been, I want to get a better pair of headphones. I know I've talked about this on the show before, but I have these, like, the Skull Candies that I use right now. And there's been a couple times, like, when watching, like, a Netflix movie or just watching something where I didn't want to listen to it through my TV. And, like, so, like, when you're doing it on the PlayStation 4, you can just plug the headphones into your hear whatever audio is coming out of that, just like a game would be. And it's sometimes I've watched movies like that. It's kind of nice.
I should just let you borrow these so you can see what you're missing out.
Well, these are the gold ones you told me about?
Nah, these are before that. Like, I don't even know what the fuck they have now. These are the one I have are just called Pulse, and you can probably buy them secondhand.
Well, I've been looking at these ones, like, they're not necessarily gaming headphones. They're just like nice studio kind of headphones for like 70 or 80 bucks. But they're like super nice sound quality and stuff. And so I can use them for multiple things. Thinking about buying those, especially because I got that, still got that Amazon gift card thing that I haven't used yet. And I'm trying to figure out it's either buy a PS2 or buy a hard drive, external hard drive.
Ixnay on the PS2. External hard drive, what the fuck you can play in that you need that? Are you downloading shit?
No, I just want to back up a bunch of files, especially since we have so much for like this site and stuff.
Gotcha.
Just to back up stuff in case something were to happen.
Nothing will ever happen. It will survive all eternity.
I also like the big thing is I have a lot of music that, like I have physical CDs that I put like and put on my computer, you know, and like gotcha. They're in iTunes. The problem is though, like sometimes like if I was to change to a new computer, you know, all those files then get taken. Like if all my stuff that you buy through iTunes will automatically load, but the stuff that you put in on your CDs, you'd have to redo again. So it'd be easier than like putting everything, doing every CD individually, just having them already on that thing. So if I do get a new computer, bam, plug it in, they're already.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a laziness thing too.
Nah, it makes sense though.
Well, and like I have the thing I have, I would make it like basically I get it for 50% off because I got this gift card for free, obviously. So it's like, oh, I can just literally pay $30 for a two terabyte.
That makes sense, dude. 2 terabytes? Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. I missed out. There was a deal I saw for a little bit where there was someone on Amazon selling like a 4 terabyte one for like, didn't fucking pull the trigger. I should have, because then I would have got it for like 50 bucks, which was like a fucking steal.
Yeah, no, that would have been a steal. Definitely.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't ever... fucking A, dude. I don't either because... I had to take a quick restroom break because apparently drinking gives you the bathroom breaks. It happens.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
I have no
fucking earthly idea. For this week.
It's bad. It happens. But the other thing is, since we're still on moi, I did end up buying a Vanquish again because that game is fucking really dumb. By dumb, I mean fucking awesome. And if you see it on the PS3, you should buy it, ladies and gentlemen. But it just came out for PC for like $20. It was... It's really dumb. you're this dude in this fucking suit. And at one point in time during this game, I don't remember the fuck when, you're hanging for your life by one fucking hand. And because America, you start, you're holding with your left hand. And what do? None other than pull a cigarette out of your pouch and light it with your right hand while you're hanging for your life. Because Capcom. That's this fucking game.
It's because smoking's cool, bro.
Yeah. If anything, Inglourious Bastards taught me that smoking's cool, because everybody and their mother's smoking. From the beginning to smoking on a pipe to smoking weird hand-rolled cigarettes that help light the fucking fuse of a shit ton of fucking movies. Yo, that shit's good, apparently.
I need the smooth taste of menthol.
It gives you that smooth taste that helps you make, just like ours, the fastest growing internet show on the internet. Never. It's fucking crazy. Yes. So, that being said, it was just fucking great. So, I was watching all that shit. I watched some more Dave Chappelle again. It's still fucking amazing. I don't understand.
The new ones?
Yeah. I still don't understand how you could take that big of a break from the height of his powers, which Dave Chappelle was when he was doing that.
Well, it's not that he just took a break. He was still touring and stuff. He just didn't. He's been touring and doing clubs and shows and stuff. He just hasn't, like, nobody ever got caught of it. Because, like, he does a thing at his shows where, like, when you come in, you have to check your phone.
I honestly think that's smart. Because then you're keeping your fucking, you can't do a quick snap. You can't fucking write down, like, the joke. You're just laughing and having fun in the moment.
Right, and that's one reason why he doesn't. The other was is because he just didn't want people putting his shit out.
It makes sense. So I watched that. I watched some Hannibal Buress again. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Hannibal Buress is fucking... Mwah! Just, he deserves a big
dude,
kiss
Hannibal
on
Buress
the cheek.
Is like one of my favorite. Which one did you watch? Like Hannibal Buress, or Hannibal Buress, Animal Furnace?
I watched two of them. And his... most recent ones available. So, Animal Furnace was one of them. What the fuck was the other one?
I don't remember. But
either way, Hannibal Buress is blowing up in my mind because I enjoy that dry humor he has. But at the same time, he has like this weird emotion he gives on. It is just funny as fuck because...
Yeah, well, he's not really always dry either. Like, there's times where he just, like, where he starts yelling and shit. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because you just, like, him getting carded at 31 is funny as fuck. Like,
yeah.
Him describing that, like, yo, what part of my body screams that I need to be carded? You see this metabolism? Nothing fucking burns off. It just stays. Like that whole fucking
dude,
bit.
He's a genius.
Oh, it's so fucking good. And I'm loving this. And the fact that, like, you're essentially doing the same route as Hannibal Buress, where you go, I'm going to do stand-up. And stand-up only. I'm not going to fucking do this weird shit out here. I'm not going to fucking do all this. I'm just doing stand-up. Yours is, like, not saying I'm comparing you to it. It's like a microcosm of Hannibal. But... that kind of style, that's what Hannibal's doing. He doesn't do anything else. He's just like, yo, I got.
Well, he does a couple of things, but like he only does them because like they follow him. He doesn't seek them out. That's like when I've listened to his podcast and seen him in interviews. He's like, yeah, no, I just wanted to do stand up, and that's what like approached me, or like some people that I knew like approached me. Like he does the Eric Andre show, which is fucking hysterical. I've shown you that, and like he was just like they approached him and asked him if he wanted to do it, and he's like, yeah, it sounds fun. Like he only does it if he thinks it sounds fun.
Yeah, it's all on his terms, and that's the way to go.
And he's also on the show Broad City. I don't know if you've ever seen that, which is a great fucking show. If anybody's looking to find something, a great comedy show to watch, it's on Comedy Central. It's fucking fantastic.
All right.
I've never seen. Yeah, maybe I'll have to check that out.
You should definitely check out Broad City. You would enjoy the hell out of it. It's super funny.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for making us be the motherfucking fastest growing goddamn show on the internet.
Not actually correct.
And then I would like to invite everybody to go to punandgame.com where you can check out every motherfucking thing we do. And first things first, when you go there, punandgame.com, click over on the fucking about section. You can find me and Wade. You can find our Twitter handles. You can find Pun and Game, because you know what? You want to keep up to motherfucking date on everything we release. Monday through Friday, we guaranteed have something. Maybe Saturday and Sunday. Eventually, I don't fucking know. We have a weekend. We have a fucking life. You know, drinking, shit like that happens. But Monday through Friday, boom, you got material. After that, go to the fucking Just Browsing section, where every motherfucker goes to when you go to our fucking punandgame.com website, and you can check out all the fun shit, such as our snap reviews, the most latest and greatest that we got for you. Those hit on Mondays and Fridays, Garen motherfucking teed. You can learn about Wade's thoughts on the Pluto app from last Friday. You can learn about my thoughts on fucking Castlevania. This fucking, well, on fucking, whatever, Memorial Day that I fucking released it. You can learn all that shit. But the one thing that you guys want is more fucking audio in your fucking ears. You want me, Wade, and Jake fucking just jerking off audio content left and right. And Wade will tell you how to get it.
That's where you go check out Fun Pun Gaming. You can find Fun Pun Gaming on punandgame.com, where you can find the latest two episodes on the Just Browsing page. If you need to get way in depth to it, you can click on the Fun Pun Gaming tab, and then you can see all the fun stuff we got going on there. The latest two episodes from the week. Plus, you have every single playlist of everything we've ever
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Cray, cray.
Every playthrough. And then if you really, really need to just get it before we even get it on the website, because there's a little bit of a lag time, you just go up to the top and there's this nice little thing that says Fun Pun, a white thing. You click on that, bam, takes you to the YouTube page. You hit subscribe, and then bam, you get all the nasty updates right to your subscription.
Nasty.
Feed. It's like skipping the fucking pharmaceutical companies. Or skipping the, what is it, the pharmacist and going right to the pharmaceutical companies. There.
Skip. Around.
Scandalous. And that's Scandalous. What you need to do. Subscribe. Watch the videos.
Like, subscribe. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, get your sub. We're out next week on more. Who gives a motherfucking fuck? We're out.
Crying has been shown to improve your sense of inhibitions as you go to sleep.
Jesus Christ.